The young woman leading this song reminds me of pictures I have seen in African history textbooks. Her head is clean shaven and her ears are heavily laden with beads and other ornaments. Her necklace is made of beads and old coins. She has two pieces of royal blue cloth, one wrapped around the upper body and the other around the waist. She has beautiful multicolored bangles around both arms. She is a Maasai from Matuli, 120 kilometers north of Dar es Salaam. The song that she sings is a traditional song in praise of the young warriors of her tribe. The young men are being urged to eat more meat so that they can be strong and brave in order to safeguard their society from invaders. This can be understood because the Maasai are nomads and they keep large herds of cattle. This song illustrates that the Maasai, just like any other African tribe, looks up to men in their society for security. But what is unique about the Maasai is the role of women in providing food security at home. They are in charge of the main source of food, the milk. Traditionally, Maasai women are responsible for milking the cows and managing the milk at home. Sarai Lengori is also a Maasai from Matuli. She explains the very important traditional role of the Maasai women, which seems to have found space in the modern world. While the women still manage the milk at home, they are now also doing the same, but for commercial purposes.
The difference now is that milk goes into modern cups and utensils, not in the traditional gourd. Usually, it is the men who take the milk to the collection center where it is tested for freshness. At given intervals, the women are paid for the milk and they decide how to use the money.
Sawunye Maguluko is the man in charge of the finances at the milk collection center at Matuli. This collection center is where the milk, bought from the Maasai women, is brought for boiling and packaging before being sold. The women involved in this new business venture have formed a group to assist at the collection center. They have appointed Sawunye Maguluko as their chairperson, and six of the women form the rest of the committee. Sarai Lengori is one of the committee members. Previously, men would sell the cattle, and the women would not get the money at all. Now, we sell the milk and get the money that we use for buying food, for construction of houses, and for buying medicine. While this appears to be a very successful arrangement, Sarai is still a bit concerned. I'm not sure whether the management is good, because we come to work 3 times a day, and we are supposed to get 500 shillings a day for tea, if there is profit. But for the past 5 months, we have not been given anything, because they say there was no profit. It appears this problem of accountability is a result of the new economy, because at home life is still the same. At home, there is no problem. The husband and wife decide together how much milk will be consumed at home and how much should go to the collection center. The only problem is we are not being told how much we are making. We are not being told why there is not a profit. If the Maasai women continue feeling that the men are treating them unfairly in this business, I cannot help wondering if they will not stop singing praises for their men and maybe start looking for better management from within themselves.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.